Good morning and welcome back to our channel at Morning English. I'm Jenny.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听我们今天又一期的早安英文。
So, hey Kara, have you read any good books lately?
I've just started to read Steve Jobs' biography. And how about you?
Well, mostly I read lots of romantic books, or as we call them in the UK, chick books.
Which is girly books.
Yeah.
就是女生读的那种书啦。
So, would you describe yourself as a bookworm, Kara?
I wouldn't say that. 书虫我也就是非常非常爱看书的人。我也没有那么爱看书了，但是会逼自己时不时的看一点。
So, a bookworm is someone who is always reading books. So, for example, we could say, my friend Jane is a bit of a bookworm.
今天要带大家来深入了解一个大家非常熟悉的词语了，就是 book。 如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信公众号搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
So, we can say, I need to hit the books. So, this doesn't mean that we need to fight with our books or try to hit a book in any way.
It's just like hit the road, or hit the gym, or hit the hay. 就是我们讲过很多次的。这里的 hit the books, 这里面的 hit, 也不是击打的意思。
Yeah, so this one, to hit the books, means to study hard and for a long time.
就是狂啃书、看书、学习的意思。So many students can use this phrase before exam time.
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, you're planning to watch a new movie tonight and you want to invite, your friend to go with you.
这个时候我们来给大家一个 example conversation. Hey, Jenny, have you watched Avengers Infinity War?
No, not yet. Why?
That's great. I'm going to watch the movie tonight. You want to come with me?
Oh, trust me, I'd really love to, but I have an exam tomorrow, so I have to stay up late and hit the books tonight.
Uh-oh, sorry, feel sorry for you, but anyway, good luck for your exam.
Oh, thank you.
那现在呢 there's less than 1 month left for the 高考，所以高三学子们啊，最近一定都是在疯狂的 hit the books, 大家就加油啦 finger crossed for you guys.
Okay, so next one up is you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
它的字面意思是说你不能通过一本书的封面来对一本书下定论。
So, if you think about a book, you shouldn't just think it's good or bad just by looking at the cover or the picture that's on the front. You need to read it to find out if it's any good.So, we use this expression with regards to people as well. So, you shouldn't think that somebody is good or bad because by the way they dress or the way that they look. You should always try to get to know them first.
对，所以其实呢，这是一个比喻，它用来比喻说你不能通过一个人的外貌来评断这整个人，也就是不要以貌取人。But I think appearance makes up.At least 95% of the first impression. And first impression really matters. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's true. But I wouldn't admit it. Because that would make me sound a little superficial. Yeah.
那我刚说这话不是显得我很肤浅。好，那大家记得这个 get to know people first before you judge them.
Yeah, and if you do that, then you may end up in someone's good books.
这又是什么意思呢？就是 in someone's good books, 字面意思说在某人的一本好书里。不过当然了，大家都知道不能望文生义啊。那么 Jenny, would you please explain it for our audience?
Yeah, sure. To be in someone's good books, this means that the person likes you and you're on their list of good people.
所以他就说获得某人的肯定或者说认可好感喜爱等等
So an example for this would be She's been in my good books ever since she stayed late to help me finish that project、
就说那次他熬夜帮我弄那个项目的事情从那之后呢我就一直非常的认可非常喜欢他
So we can also use the word book、in place of the word reservation SoFor example, I can say, next week I'm going to Xi'an, I need to book a room. Or, I need to book a ticket for the train.
So book is the same as reserve,、
yeah.
right? It's a verb. 它是一个动词，做动词用的时候呢，可以表示预定。So I can book a restaurant for tonight's dinner.
Yeah, you can.Where are we going?
I knew you were going to say that. I can read you like a book.
Yeah,、to read someone like a book means that you find it very easy to know what they are thinking and about to say.
我就知道刚刚 Jenny 一定要接那样，一定会接那么一句话，所以说我非常的了解他，我就可以说 I can read somebody like a book. 就是我对他了如指掌，可以轻易的看透他，就像读一本书一样。
So you're not taking me for dinner tonight?
Uh-oh, let's talk about it later.
Right, boys and girls, you think you're so smart, but those little tricks can never fool your mom. She can always read you like a book.
100% agree. By the way, how about to cook the books? I have heard of this one, but I'm not sure what it means.
Yeah, this one is a common one, and it means that you're falsifying financial records for a company, which is not such a good idea, and if you get caught, they may throw the book at you.
首先我来解释一下这个，如果你听到 keep the books, 它表示记账，那么我们刚刚讲 cook the books, 它指的其实是做假账，然后最后 Jenny 讲那个 throw the book at someone, yeah, of course they are not going to literally throw the book at you.
Yeah, basically what it means is the police will charge you with as many crimes as they possibly can.
他怎么说呢？并不是真的朝你认输，而是指非常严厉的惩罚一些违反纪律啊或者规则的人。那一定注意是 the book， 因为这里只是特指，是写着记载着条款规则的那本书。
Yeah, and if you continue cheating in your exams, I'm going to throw the book at you.
这个呢，就像是老师对学生的一个警告。如果你再在考试中作弊的话，那么我一定会严厉的惩罚你。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以看到了。
So that's all we've got time for today. I hope these book expressions will be useful for you to use in your life.
Yeah, 我是卡拉。
And I'm Jenny.
我们下期再见吧，拜拜。
拜拜。